Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio for April 6, 2009. This show is a vehicle for our members to introduce their services and products to other members, as well as the Blog Talk Radio audience and the world. This evening, we hope to introduce you to a few more of our members and share some of their upcoming events with you. The Blog Talk audience. With you and the Blog Talk audience, I'm your host for the evening, Sonia Perdue. This is Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. You will need to sign into Blog Talk Radio in order to join us in the chat room. We do have a few callers on the line, and we do appreciate your participation. This show and future shows will be scheduled for 1 hour. We had several call-ins last week that we were not able to get to because of the preset 45-minute time slot. When I first started out, I wanted the show to be 15 minutes so I can hurry up and get off the line. You know that last week was our first show and my first radio broadcast. But what we want to do, and we know that our members want to tell their stories, and we're going to provide the platform for them to do just that right here. We hope that you will join us each Monday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for updates and interviews with our members. We are We're going to get to our callers on the line. We're going to thank our listeners again, and we're going to get to our callers on the line in a couple of minutes. First, we want you to know a little bit more about Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Our network is dedicated to the late Mayor Harold Washington, and before the close of each show, we will give you some facts as we know them about this great man, Harold Washington. Once again, this is Sonia Perdue, your host, and our chat room is open, and our call-in number is 347-326-9477. We want to make one announcement before taking our first caller. Now, this is one of our upcoming events, and you know, of course, on Ning Networks, you can come in and you can post your events. Yana, who is the founder of Kiss and Makeup with Intimate Evenings, is hosting an event April 18th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that is a Saturday. And it is a free introductory workshop. It will be held at Big City Swing Studios, which is located at 1012 West Randolph, and there is plenty of parking. That's in Chicago, of course. Yana is the founder of Kiss and Makeup with Intimate Evenings. Her bio says that she inspires and helps couples make love better. If you ask Yana what's love got to do with it, she'd answer without hesitation, everything. As CEO and founder of Kiss and Makeup with Intimate Evenings, and you have to go out and learn a bit, little bit more about what goes on in these workshops. This 39-year-old relationship educator and romance specialist has made the celebration of love her business. For more than a decade, this Shy City born and raised Piscean has specialized in helping couples fall in love over and over again. Myself and one of the other members attended one of her workshops in March, and it was quite interesting. It was quite a different experience, and we paid to get in. But this workshop is free, April 18th, 1 to 3 p.m., which is a Saturday, at Big City Swing Studios, 1012 West Randolph. For more details, you can contact Yana, that's Y-A-N-N-I, at 312-719-6632, 312-719-6632. And the sangria was great. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take our first call. Caller, this is Sonia Perdue.
Hello.
This is Sonia Perdue. Mr. White, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm doing great. I looked at the information you sent me today, and you're in Pennsylvania, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I was sitting there looking at it, and I think I moved too fast for my own self. I thought you were in Chicago, which is still fine. That's fine. We have people worldwide on our network. But I was looking at the job, the position you were posting. But
yes,
that's fine. But that's I want you, Mr. White, to tell us a little bit more about yourself. Your company is Cheat Chef Exclusive LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the name of my company.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about your company and yourself?
Yeah, basically, I'm a professional chef, and I've been in the industry for 12 years now. And my company is Chef Exclusive, which is several different layer of services. One is catering, restaurant, and restaurant development, which I wanted to come on your show and basically introduce my new product, which is my menu order, which is an online ordering system where you can go in and put in an order, and wanted to introduce it to the Chicago public.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Now, Let's start at the beginning. You've been in the business. You've been in the restaurant business. You've been a chef for about 12 years.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And you also have a catering service. Do you have a restaurant at this time?
I currently do. At this time, I have an organic restaurant, which is connected to my Chef Exclusive business. Chef Exclusive is the brand company, and then I brand individual companies within that brand.
Okay. And you're located in Boiling Springs, PA. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. What's the population of Boiling Springs? You know, that's new to me. I'm a diehard Chicagoan. What's the population of Boiling Springs?
I would say about 5,000.
Is it?
Yeah. And I just been living here for 2 years now. I'm actually from Boston, the city of Boston. I do a lot of traveling, and I was hoping to somehow one day be in Chicago.
Okay. So, well, come on. The weather's about the same. But matter of fact, it's probably a little bit better than PA. Okay. Let's talk about the email that you sent us today. And I'll let you express it how you want to. You're looking for some sales representatives for the restaurant industry and your software company. So why don't you tell us about that, Mr. White?
Well, I'm currently in the market looking for a sales rep in the Chicago area. And basically I'm looking for an individual who's proven himself in the industry of sales to go out there and actually push a great product, which is new to the market, online sales. And with this software, it's basically available for the local mom-and-pop operation that don't have the tens and thousands of dollars to put up for a software like this. And I mean, in like the bigger companies basically have their web people develop something like this. Now, this software is offered to your small to medium-sized company that's looking to have someone set it up for them and basically run their business without any hassle. It also offers a lot of user-friendly. It's very user-friendly. You could just go in there, use it similar to, like, put your credit card, your information, and so on, and send the order. And the restaurant owner will get your order and process it and have it ready for delivery or pickup.
Okay. So this software product is really designed for people who offer delivery service. Is that correct?
Delivery or pickup at your restaurant. It's a way to eliminate the telephone, the mistake with order taken and so forth.
I got you. Now, I do know that there are systems out there, and so what makes you more attractive, you said, for the smaller mom-and-pops business is it the affordability? Is it going to be because, you know, times are tight? That would be the block right there, the affordability.
Yes, and the software that I'm offering, it doesn't cost you tens and thousands of dollars. It's in within reason. And the best part about it, it's obtainable for the local mom and pop. It's not bringing in the $8,000 a week, you know.
You broke up a little bit. What's the last thing you said about $8,000 to $10,000 a week?
I said it's for the local mom and pop operation that's not bringing the $70,000 to $80,000 a week. It's it's moderately priced to sell.
Okay. Now, this sales associate, you're looking for experience. Go ahead.
Yes,
talk about the sales associate that you're looking for.
Now, the person I'm attracted to getting has to have experience because they have to know, basically, they go through a training where they learn the software, and after a two-week-long training of learning the software, then we give the software to them to take it out there and have the restaurant owner actually work that same software and, you know, get themselves familiar with it. It's a relatively simple software to use. We even have a demo site that they can even check out, which is www.mymenuorder/demo.
Mymenuorder/demo. Okay.
Yep. Mymenuorder.com/demo.
Okay. Mymenuorder.com/demo.
Yeah.
Now, tell me this, Mr. White. How many cities have you launched this product in, and how long have you had it out there?
Well, I like being the chef. We currently been testing the product. Me and my partners, we've been testing this product for about 3 months now, and we just released the product to the public about 3 weeks back. The cities where we're launching the product is right here in Pennsylvania. It's basically taking off like a wildfire. And we have it in Boston, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, and California. So
okay.
Those are the areas that we currently have the product right now selling. And
I get you.
And the more, you know, salespeople to put the product out there is the better for everyone, you know. It's better for the mom and pop operation, the salespeople to put them back at work and, you know, they'll start building this economy again.
And that's how we start building it from the small companies up. When the small companies fail, everything starts falling apart, which is part of what's going on. As I walk around Chicago, and maybe as you go back to Boston or the other areas that you visit, areas that were thriving, if you look at north side of Chicago, areas and blocks and business districts that were thriving 2 years ago, if I walk down those streets now, storefront after storefront after storefront after storefront are closed. Now, these may not have been mom-and-pop businesses, but they couldn't last, and that's what's going on right now. You agree, Mr. White? They just can't last any longer. You could hold on so long, but
yeah, I do agree.
you can hold on so long, but at a point, you just kind of hanging on to one little thread, and that little thread breaks, and you're like swinging out there in the wind. It's nothing to hold on anymore. And I guess pretty much that's what's taking place out there. And one of the things of what you – go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty tough out there in the streets today. You know, so as a small business owner, I'm really trying to push a product that's going to benefit like three people, you know, myself, the store owners, and the salespeople that's going out there and putting money back into this economy.
I understand. It's although in times, you know, the old saying is true, is it necessity is the mother of invention? That is true, but you have to have an open mind to bring it into existence.
That's right.
Now, in tough times, and sometimes when people are under stress and under anxiety or going through the type of things that the whole world is going through, really, it's difficult to think clearly and be innovative and be creative and crawl about, you know, when you're crawling about a ditch, you're just trying to jump up out of it. But it is also, go back to that saying that necessity is the mother of invention, it is also these type of tough times, these type of times when you need more innovation, more creativity, a change of thought, a change of the way of thinking, something that is more economical, something that will increase the sales that you do have. You see what I'm saying? And it's very, very difficult. Now, Mr. White, you're stepping out here, and it sounds like a great product, and I understand the concept, but I guess dealing with the mom-and-pop mentalities and bringing this to them, how receptive are they being about it? Because those are some tough customers.
I mean, you know, like most of the people, the salespeople that I talked to and the store owners, they're really being receptive to it. And the reason why they're being receptive to it, because statistic has shown that it will add 50% to their sales, their current sale, you know, with basically doing nothing.
I got you, except for giving out that website. Because that's what has to happen, isn't it? They have to attract people to that particular website.
Yeah, and it's also developing. It's more of a marketing tool for their current business to say, hey, you know, this operation has an online menu. Their storefront is now online and it's visible to, you know, thousands of people on the www. The World Wide Web.
I got you. And they have their own individual domains, or will they go under, dial into your domain and select a site? How do you do that?
Well, it will come onto my domain. The start of their their website will be mymenuorder/the name of their restaurant, XYZ Restaurant.
I got you. I got you. And this is this position that you're advertising. It's commission based. Is it totally commission based?
Yes, it's totally commission based, and commission for this product is usually roughly about 25 to 30% of the product cost.
I got you. I got you. So it definitely has to be someone who has experience, and as you say, who has a full-time job. And I'll read the ad for our listening audience because you know Blog Talk Radio. Are you familiar with Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, yes.
You are? Because you know that they go back and listen to it as time goes on. So I'm going to read this ad for you. This is Chef White. His company is Chef Exclusive LLC, and he's looking for the following person to fill a position with his organization. We are looking for motivated, energetic sales representatives for a restaurant software company. And he's looking for to fill these positions in Chicago, everyone. General knowledge of software and the restaurant industry, a plus. Plus, all applicants will be considered. Prefer people who are locally networked in whatever surrounding area they live or work in. For example, know local restaurant and business owners and associates, or have a network of people that they know and work with. Great for people who have a full-time job and are looking for some extra money on the side. Commission based on experience and ability to bring in business. You may start at entry-level pay, but if you can prove to us that you are bringing in contracts and business leads, your commission will increase. Chef White, tell them how to get in contact with you.
Well, the way you can get in contact with me is my 1-800 number, which is 1-800-407-3719. Or you can also reach me on the worldwide or through email at info@chefexclusive.com. That's info@chefexclusive.com.
And would you repeat that phone number for us again?
That's 1-800-407-3719.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Tell us a little bit about your restaurant experience. What food? I just jumped in there. Tell us, what do you specialize in?
Pretty much, I say this all the time. I'm specialized most basically in weddings, elaborate, high-end weddings.
Okay.
Most of the weddings I do, a full package, for instance, will cost you probably like $135 a plate, and we're talking for like a six-course meal.
I got you. I got you.
Similar to Chicago's own Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah. So say that again. That's is that what you do? Is that who you've worked with?
I don't work with them, but I do similar meals as Wolfgang Puck in Chicago.
I got you. I got you. That's great. That's great. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to stay in contact, and I do appreciate you calling in tonight. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, if you also wanted to check out more information about me, you could also check out my my website, which is www.chefexclusive.com.
I will do that. I did send your information to one of our members. And she pointed out to me that you were in Pennsylvania because we didn't discuss whether or not the position was for Chicago.
Yep, it is.
But
I Chicago. It's actually worldwide, so just wanted to point that out.
I will go back to her and ask her to take another look at the opportunity. I'm not sure if she's interested or not. She is a member of Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and she She does approach restaurant owners and more so liquor stores, because she sells rep for a distributor for Wine Sorbet. So she's already out there making the connections.
Well,
so,
you know, and someone like her will be perfect, you know, because the software also, you know, is compatible with wine stores, liquor stores, flower shops, and, you know, my menu order is basically a tangible product that your guests will have that they want to sell and they want to build a storefront, but we already took care of all the work for them.
I got you. I will pass this information on to her again, and I so appreciate you calling in. And if you would please take our link and pass it around. Everything, it helps us as well, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chef White. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too. Have a good night.
Good night. Once again, this is Sonya Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thank everyone for listening. We have a few more things that we want to cover with you. I think one of the first things that I want to do and that we didn't get opportunity to do last week is just tell you a little bit about Harold Washington. So this is a very brief bio on Harold Washington. Harold Washington was born on April 15, 1922, to Roy and Bertha Washington. His father had been one of the first precinct captains in the city, a lawyer and a Methodist minister. His mother, Bertha, left a small farm near Centralia, Illinois, to come to Chicago to pursue a career as a singer. She married Roy soon after arriving in Chicago and had four children. Harold Washington grew up in the Bronzeville community of Chicago. He attended DeSable High School. Between his junior and senior year in high school, Harold Washington dropped out of school, saying that he no longer felt challenged by the classwork. He worked at a meatpacking plant for a long time before his father helped him get a job at the U.S. Treasury. There he met Dorothy Finch, whom he married. He was 19 years old at the time. In 1942, Washington was drafted and called to duty in World War II. He attended Roosevelt College and received a law degree from Northwestern University in Evanston. Harold Washington was the mayor of the city of Chicago from 1983 until his death in November of 1987. In some of our upcoming shows, we will speak more and more regarding Harold Washington and his legacy. And we hope to have some upcoming guests who can share their personal experiences with us. If you are just joining us, please sign into the chat room. And as soon as you're signed in, we will be able to continue with our interviews. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. This is Sonya Perdue, your host. And this is Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. Would like to go over one of our other events that we have posted to our website. Lori Banks, who is another Chicago Black Business Network.com member, is hosting a game night. And she hosts this game night every second Tuesday of each month. This month, game night will be at Gentle Persuasion on April 13th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Gentle Persuasion Lounge is located at 8959 South Ashland in Chicago. She will be hosting this game night, and this is a so not common way to network and mingle. Bring your business cards, promote your business and or services, relax and have a good time. I understand it's Uno, it's Bid, it's Spade. And you could probably bring your own games if you have some. Have a drink, have a little taste of food, and bring your cards. This is April 13th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Gentle Persuasion Lounge, 8959 South Ashland in Chicago. For additional information, you should call 773-840-3112, 773-840-3112. This is a networking event organized and hosted by TaylorMade Invites. Our call-in number once again is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. This is Sonya Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network.com. We do know that several of you, we're scheduling interviews with several of our members. I'd just like to make a couple of suggestions to you how to prepare for the interview. You should send me, the hostess, a press release if you have one, and we're going to post to our blog an example of how to do a press release. Your bio, if you have one. If you're doing a book, an excerpt from your book or reviews of your book. If you have an audio, you can send that. If you have an MP3 announcement, you can send that. That's just to give myself or any show, give the host or hostess some information about you and some things that they can share about you and your product and your services with the audience. It's called preparation. You're prepped, we prep, we're prepped, everything goes a little bit smoother. But what we're going to do this upcoming week, we're going to post all those items, how to prepare for a radio interview, the press release example, and you'll also find on the blog there is instructions posted for how to make your own MP3 announcement. And I'm going to make an offer to our members. If you send me an MP3 announcement by the 12th, by April the 12th, we will play it for you free, first come, first serve basis. If you upload or send by email and your own MP3 announcement, it could be of your event, it could be a bio of you, it could be about your book, it could be about the services that you're offering to the members and to the Blog Talk audience. If you send an MP3 announcement, it must be in that form, to me by April 12th, we'll play it for you free on the show. First come, first serve basis, we'll do that during the month of April. Also, to our Chicago Black Business Network members, if you're interested in being a guest on the show, please send us a bio. Send us the information, send us a private email, and we'll be happy to schedule that for you. We'd like to share with you another one of our events that's posted to our website, and you can visit us at chicagoswebbusinessnetwork.com for more details on our events. This one, and this is every Thursday, and this is Diamond Diva. She hosted one last week. Last No Entertainment and Diamond Diva Productions presents Thirsty Thursday's Networking and After Work set. Now, I understand that her set, there's probably 100-plus people. So there may be 100-plus people out there at Club Karma and Harvey that you have not met, and you should meet. Every Thursday, Club Karma in Harvey, Illinois, only $5 to get in. Free food while it lasts. And whatever your business is, this is your time to stretch your stuff. Caterers, bring your samples. Entertainers, bring CDs. And be prepared to perform during their open mic. Now, how often do you get an opportunity to just walk in, bring your CD, and get an opportunity to perform? People ask the question, some young man was asking the question, well, how can I get people to listen to me and get people to perform? This is what you do. You go out to Club Karma, bring your CD, and be prepared to perform during the open mic. That's it. There's nothing else to do. If you're having an event coming soon, bring flyers. Promote, promote, promote. This is both a promotion and networking event every Thursday, 15200 South Dixie Highway in Harvey, Illinois. Everyone is welcome, no matter what your profession or business. Come mingle, come chill, and network with new people. It's only $5 to get in. Sign up for open mic that starts at 8 p.m. Performances start at 9 p.m. If you want additional information, you, of course, can visit our site, but you can contact A. Wall at 773-814-8830, or you can contact Patrice at 630-864-8434. She also says, if you have an event you would like to promote during open mic or on our future e-blast, just simply email her at 2diamonddivas@gmail.com. If you're just joining us, please sign into the chat room, and as soon as you have signed in, we can begin our interviews. Now, sorry for that delay. Now, what we're going to take a few minutes here to do, and if you would just give me one moment, you know how this is new to me. I'm learning this. I'm learning all of it. I want to take, like, just a couple of minutes to tell you about a few of our members that we have at Chicago Black Business Network. Right now, we have close to 400 people. And 80% of our members are from the Chicagoland area. And my system is moving a little bit slow here. Isn't that always the way? But before we leave, I'd like to take just a few minutes to introduce you to just a few of our members. Maybe we'll take a couple of our new members and introduce you to them. Amitra. Amitra is a filmmaker who lives in Chicago. My system is still coming up. Amitra is a filmmaker who is Chicago-based, and she joined Chicago's Black Business Network this past week, and she may be someone that you should get to know. And this is what she says in her profile under the section, tell us about your business. Amitra says, I'm a CEO of Mopey Vision Movies, a production company that specializes in converting creative screenplays into motion movies. We also create music soundtracks with local recording artists. We produce, write, direct. We also have film, music, and literary festivals. So if you are indeed in the music industry, this may be someone that you need to know. If you need to, if you're interested in possibly getting your music listened to by someone who does promote, write, direct, and produces, this may be someone that you need to know. When asked what she hopes to accomplish by being a part of Chicago's Black Business Network, her response was, we hope to create positions for our youth where they may use their creativity in creating stories, motion pictures, and music. We're going to contact Amitra. As a matter of fact, I believe we sent her email this week because we would like to schedule her to be an upcoming guest on our network, on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions for her, you should join us on Chicago's Black Business Network.com and contact her directly. Let's see who else can we introduce you to tonight. One moment, please. My system's moving awful fast here. But isn't that always the way? I have like 10 windows open. That probably is the reason. That is probably the reason. And probably once again, I'll just tell you a little bit more about me. My background is in real estate. And I was a loan officer from 2000 up until the present time. Right now, specializing in commercial mortgages. That's pretty much where my interest is lying right now. Let's see what's going on with Ms. Burks. Ms. Burks is the owner of Red Bliss Boutique, and she is a member of Chicago's Black Business Network. And my system is still coming up. And while we look at her page, she did sponsor an event yesterday at Sonoma Coffee and Cafe. But she is the owner, Ms. Burks is the owner of Red Bliss Boutique. And let's just take a look and see what her profile says. Tell us about your business. And her response is, a unique boutique that offers small business owners an opportunity to showcase their products in a storefront environment. What Ms. Burks is doing is offering you an opportunity. You may not have a store. You may not at this time be able to have the funds to go out and get a store. She's offering space in her store. I was talking to Mr. White a few minutes ago. During trying times, we have to come up with creative solutions to market our products. You can probably contact Ms. Burks and probably rent a shelf, rent a few shelves, rent a space in her boutique and display your products in a place where you would never where there's walk-in traffic and you would not have the business. It's taking your business a little bit beyond the internet presence. The type of products that she has in her shops, crystal T-shirts, because I'm not sure what that is, crystal T-shirts, soy candles, handcrafted jewelry, crochet jewelry and apparel, plus-size clothing, etc. When asked what she hopes to accomplish by being a part of Chicago's Black Business Network, she says, I hope to network with people who are looking to help elevate each other by supporting each other's business ventures. And that is just what she's doing in her shop. If she's not supporting others in their business ventures, I don't know what she's doing, because she's providing opportunity to showcase your products in her storefront environment. And plus her product mix, just by virtue of her creativity, she has expanded her product mix. She is a new member, and I haven't stopped by her store, but I'm going to make it a point to stop by her store. Her store, Red Bliss Boutique, is located at 1739 West 99th Street in Chicago. Red Bliss Boutique is located at 1739 West 99th Street in Chicago. And I'm going to make it a point to stop by her shop this week. And she is a new member of Chicago's Black Business Network. I'm going to take the time to just introduce you to one more of our members. Let's see. Let's search here and see who we can find. Now, that's just two people. Those are two opportunities. It all depends on what you make out of the opportunities. See, I'm a part of like 20 NEEMS. A lot of you are members of NEEMS. And what we find that people do, and which is really not the goal of our organization, and if you look at our site on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see our mission statement. What people have a tendency to do, they have all these affiliates and all these little MLM companies. And what they have a tendency to do is just go from name, to website, everywhere, and just post these little things, just posting them everywhere. And believe me, most of them are making absolutely no money doing that. If you ask them kind of paycheck they got last month, from just posting these little things all over these names, it would be pretty much nothing. Okay. These two, but where we're trying to focus is like on what Red Bliss Boutique is doing. She's bringing people into her basket of prosperity. She's renting a storefront. She's taken these steps. She's created this opportunity for people to come in and work with her. Also, Ametra, A-M-E-T-R-A, has done the same thing. She's created a vehicle for people to come in. She's opened a door for people to come in and present their talents, because that's what she does. She's opened up all of these opportunities for all of these people to come in and present their talents. And they're opening the door. You should really get up, walk in the door. They're standing right there waiting for you. Let's see who else we have on here. Let's see Miss Sumter. I like their name. Taya Sumter. She's a Chicagoan. And her site is coming up now, her page. You know, I mean, they call it different pages. Miss Sumter is a Chicagoan. Let's see. And when it under tell us about your business in her profile, this is what she has. I am a certified life and relationship coach, specializing in coaching couples and individuals on removing the blocks that stop success. I've also created the online Black Wives Club to encourage wives in creating healthy marriages. She didn't say happy. I said happy. Creating healthy marriages, because that comes into it. Her website is www.lifeediting.com. And she is also a new member of Chicago's Black Business Network. And we hope to be talking to her very, very, very soon. Okay? Now, that's just three out of our almost 400 members. Depending what area you're working in, depending on what product and service you're involved in, depending on your background, your interests, your goals, your visions, you can find someone here to network with. You can find someone here to connect with to make your business grow. We talk a lot about micro enterprises on Chicago's Black Business Network. And that is creating your own business team, creating your own mini corporation. I say, and I said this in the blog, and I've said it person to person, if you have a particular product, you need to team up with 4 to 10 people. You really need to team up with 4 to 10 people that have that would benefit you, and you benefit them. If you, for instance, sell Mary Kay, you can connect with someone who sells scarves. You can does shows for spas, scarves, spas, shoes, whatever the case may be, hair, nails, and you do shows together. If one person gets a show booked, you bring the nail person. If another person on your team gets a show booked, you bring the scarf person. If another person gets a show booked, you bring the hair person. You bring the makeup person. You share in your ventures. Because the scarf person who does the scarf show or who does the nail shows would not have had that extra show unless the person who does the purse shows or the cologne show called, and vice versa. You automatically double your business. You automatically triple your 6 degrees. It starts growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And I say this before, and I will say this again. You can try, you can try, you can try. You can try and do all of this all by yourself, but it does not work that way. It does not work that way. We all need assistance. We all need help. and the load would be much lighter if we learn to micro enterprise. If we learn to micro enterprise, that's all you have to do. There are almost 400 people on Chicago's Black Business Network.com. All you need to do is meet 10 of them that are interested in working. You don't need to meet 400. You don't need to meet 100. You don't need 1,000 friends. You need to keep going until you find 4 to 10 people, 4 to 10 people who are interested in creating a micro enterprise with you. Okay? And what we're going to do in the upcoming week, we're going to give you some more, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and we're going to give you some more ideas about this. What we want you to do, we're going to close out in a couple of minutes. What we would like for you to do is visit our website at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. If you're interested in being a guest, send me, your host, Sonya Perdue, a private email. I'm on that site, and we'll be happy to set up a time with you. Also, pass our link around. The more you pass this link around, the more it will be passed forward and forward and forward, and all of that, absolutely all of that, is nothing more than advertisement for you. Be sure, ChicagoBlackBusinessNetwork.com members, to get your MP3 announcement in before, at least by April 12th. If you get your MP3 announcement in 3 minutes, I did post that on the site, we will play it for you. First come, first serve basis, a limited number of spaces. We do appreciate all of you listening, and we appreciate you taking the time. And I want to thank you once again. One more thing I want to add before we sign off this evening. I got some really nice emails and really nice comments. That was my first show. This is my second show. I don't have a problem with it. We're going to keep going until we keep growing. And that's all that we can do, and that's all that you can do. We want you to have a successful experience with Chicago's Black Business Network. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank Chef White for calling in, and I hope that position is of interest to some of you. I'm Sonya Perdue, your host and founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. One of my favorite quotes is from Think and Grow Rich. I love to breathe the life into an idea, and that's what we do. What's your idea? Join us at Chicago's Black Business Network and share your ideas. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and we do appreciate you. We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at CBBN at blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.